I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. If you're a fan of TV soap operas, I'll go ahead and make two assumptions about you. First, you like your shows to have a few forbidden romances, some very nasty behavior by some very beautiful people, and a shocking secret or two. Second, you probably don't take all of this terribly seriously. But soaps are a weighty business in Afghanistan. In fact, the Information and Culture Ministry has decided to ban them, and many preachers in Kabul support the move. Shiraka Karimi is a senior producer with the BBC's Pashtun service. He joins us from London. So, Shiraka, what's in these soap operas that's got Afghan authorities so upset?
Well, as you know, this Indian soap opera, which is very famous in Afghanistan, and this is the first thing which has come to the country after the fall of Taliban, and most of the Afghan authority says that there are something which is against their culture, against their religion, and that's why they are decided to stop it. For instance, boy and girls kissing each other, husband and wife hugging each other. And the Afghan authorities, especially the clerics, mullahs, they don't like such a things, you know, to see it on the screen of the TVs.
Well, let's get a sense of what we're talking about here. Here's a sample of one of the soap operas that airs in Afghanistan.
पहले तुम भावनाओं में बहा ले जाती हो, और बाद में रिश्तों की आड़ में emotionally blackmail करती हो.
All right. This soap opera is actually about an Indian woman named Tulsi. She's a young bride from a poor family who married for love and is persecuted by her evil mother-in-law. And right about here, I'd cue up some somber tones of an organ, or in this case, a flute, to segue us to the next scene. Instead, I'm going to ask you a question, Shiraka. A lot of these soap operas focus on wealthy Indian families. So how do Afghans actually relate to these characters?
One of the big weakness of this drama is, see, one woman, she is not honest with her husband, and especially in this clip which you play, which when mullahs or the conservative society in Afghanistan watch that, they really don't like it. And basically the only thing which the Afghan people want to listen, to watch it and to enjoy it, because there is no any other source of entertainment. That's the only thing which they have got.
Well, the call for the ban has come from the very top of the government, from Afghanistan's President Hamid Karzai, who said that these soaps contradict daily life of Afghans and must be stopped. So obviously there's a lot of pressure from the government to get these programs off the air, but give us a sense of how popular they are and whether there will be a public outcry when they are pulled off the air.
This drama, as I mentioned before, is the first drama come to Afghanistan after the fall of Taliban, during the Taliban times. It was not possible for women to listen to the radio. There was no music in the radio. And this is the first time they are watching a drama on the TV screen. In big cities like Kabul, Herat, Mazar, most people really enjoyed and liked it. But at the same time, there are critics of this drama as well. Some people saying that the drama is in a very bad time, in a prime time, from 7 o'clock to 10 o'clock local time. This is the time which they should listen to the news. Their children should work. But unfortunately, they say most of the time their children is watching the drama. They don't have time for their homework.
Do you know how many televisions there are in Afghanistan?
In most of the rural area, there is no electricity, there is no TV. But mostly in the cities, people are watching the TV, and under 40% have got access to the TV.
Shiraka Karimi is a senior producer with the BBC's Pashtun service. He spoke to us from London. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thanks very much for the time.